gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
That intro, even more.
Yes, sir. You know, that little portion of Donald Trump's inauguration address is what it is to be America. It's got everything in there, ladies and gentlemen. Listen closely. I love that new intro. Hope you like it, too. Hope you like tonight's show as well. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time. And it's kind of dry time, too, right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And, of course, AM660TheAnswer.com and the free WORL-FM-AM app. If you've downloaded that into your smart devices, you could be listening there, too. We appreciate anywhere and anyhow you are listening. I am Christopher Hart, the political scientist and philosopher, mad scientist, that is. And on the bridge, I got Nick LoCicero, and 407-774-8255 is still the phone number tonight. You got a lot to talk about it. It appears as though as long as Donald Trump is on the job, every day we're going to have a lot to talk about. And I don't just mean the stuff that the controversial stuff. I mean the stuff that this guy is going to accomplish. He has bolted out of the gate, as it were, and he has put his pen and his phone to work. And we'll be talking about that during the show today. Abe Katzman will not be able to join us today. He is still in Seattle with his father, and they were out doing some things they had to take care of today. So he'll be joining us tomorrow. And before we get rolling along here, and I hope to mention this a couple of times during the show just in case, it was a couple of weeks ago, we had David Teams on our show, the Christian author and artist, singer-songwriter, and he gave away a number of books and DVDs, or CDs, I should say, great stuff, and everybody got theirs except one person. We couldn't get it to, and unfortunately, we don't have your phone number, Eva. All right, Eva, you know who you are. We have your book, and we want to get it to you, but right now we have the incorrect address, And we need you to call us and give us the correct address so that we can get this copy of David Thiem's book to you. So I hope you're listening now, Eva. If you are, 407-774-8255 is the number. Okay. As I said, we got a lot to talk about tonight, so let's get right down to it. Let's start with the first press conference, the first official press conference today by Sean Spicer, Trump's press spokesperson, and it was a good one. I don't know if you heard Michael Medved talking about it, but I think he characterized it fairly accurately. I'd say very accurately, and that is I would characterize it in one word, civil. It was a civil press conference. He was congenial, he was polite, but he was also firm and not giving in to the reporters in terms of, you know, them trying to get him to back down or whatever. We'll get to the why they might try to get him back down here in a second, but more the press conference itself. And I must admit that I thought most of the questions were actually pretty good. They were short. They were concise. They were about policy. They wanted to know what Trump's going to do about this policy or that policy. And they weren't these long, drawn-out, monologue type questions. Except for a couple. But for the most part, it was a decent press conference in terms of both sides getting what they wanted. The Trump administration getting its message out and the media getting some answers to the questions that they had. Obviously, probably not always the answer they wanted, but nonetheless, they got answers. Sean Spicer is obviously a good choice for press secretary and spokesperson for this administration, one of the main spokespeople for this administration. And we're going to see him, I believe, excel. And it's funny because this morning, the advice that he was getting, of course, from all the liberals, like on the morning joke, from the morning joke himself and his sidekick there, Mika, and their advice was, get out while the getting's good. It was, leave now. Instead of, you know, and what they were referring to is Saturday afternoon. And what I believe was a stroke of absolute genius by this new president and his team. He had Sean Spicer go out, call an impromptu press briefing. Not press conference, but press briefing. Impromptu, just out of the blue, they called it, summoned whoever was at the White House in the press corps to come on down to the press room, and this is going to be Sean's debut in the press briefing room in the White House itself. And in marches Sean Spicer, and he proceeds to lecture and basically tell off the media. And it was, obviously not what the media expected. And as I said, what I believe to be a stroke of genius, he made the issue that everybody has been talking about since the issue became the size of Trump's inauguration crowd and the size of the women's million, whatever it was, march, got lost in the sauce. I guarantee you, they knew exactly what they were doing. This was not a mistake by the Trump people, as some may believe, and I can see why you might think so. But why is he picking a fight with the media right off the bat? Because he wants to control the message. Donald Trump is going to control the message, and he will do it his way, which means whichever way that it takes. And the media will dance to his tune. And they're not going to like it. But that's what's going to make it so beautiful, so beautiful to behold. If you think the campaign was a joy to behold, folks, we ain't seen nothing yet. This guy is going to show everybody how it's done. And if people are smart, they will take notes. If they are not smart, they will sit back and criticize. But I'm here to tell you, he's not going to do business the way business has normally been done in Washington, D.C. when it comes to communicating his message and controlling the dialogue. All right? So I guarantee you, if it weren't for Sean Spicer going into the press briefing room and chewing out the press over their reporting of the size of the inauguration crowd and television and listening slash viewing audience in total, and also he excoriated them because the day before, it was the evening of the inauguration itself, Trump went after the parade. He stopped off in the Oval Office, and he signed, I think it was three executive orders, two having to do with his newly confirmed Secretary of Defense and Kelly, and he's with the, I'll have to get my list out, but he's with the, terrorism advisor, I'll find out here in a second. Anyway, the point being, he signed those orders, and he also signed his first executive order having actually to do with policy. And what he signed was he gave the agencies that administer the Affordable Care Act, more commonly known as Obamacare, the discretion not to enforce the individual mandate. Now, the business mandate had already been relaxed by the Obama people because they knew it's poison to business. But they counted on somebody coming along behind them and reinforcing it. Instead, Trump has given that discretion now to not enforce the individual mandate. Now, I'm not going to sit here and advise anybody on their taxes and say, so you're off the hook. But you will be eventually soon, if not already, off the hook. That's what that first official policy-driven executive order had to do. And then After that, they allowed the press in to see that. Matter of fact, I happened to catch it live on television. I think I was watching it here on the monitor after the show or during the show. And then one of the pool reporters, who was an AP reporter, shot out a tweet which became a story, which hit the social media and everything, that Trump had removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. Well, of course, he had not. But yes, they have brought back the bust of Churchill. And so Spicer was excoriating them over that as well. Now, the guy had already corrected it and then apologized. But basically, that doesn't matter. What you have to understand is that was all about directing attention away from the Million Women March. Simple, pure, and beautiful. And it was so very well accomplished and so very well bitten into by the media. I mean, Chris Wallace was beside himself yesterday morning. Oh, he couldn't stand it. Chucky Boy Todd the same way. Oh, was this the way to start an administration and a new press secretary is to come out and lie to the American public? There was no lying going on except by the media, who do it all the darn time. Lies of omission and outright fake news. They've been caught red-handed. They got to distract from that. They got to redirect it. Only, unfortunately, Trump ain't going to let them. And Kellyanne Conway and Reince Priebus made that quite clear yesterday morning. Priebus said, look, we're going to fight you tooth and nail. It's going to be beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, because they are going to do exactly that. And I'm here to tell you, it is about time. You are not going to placate liberals. You're not going to placate the media. What you can do, though, is outgun them. And that's what Trump is going to do. It's what he's been doing. It's what he's done all his life. And it ain't going to change now, ladies and gentlemen. And we shouldn't even want it. This is like a beautifully running automobile. You don't want to touch it. You just want to drive it. All right, speaking of driving, don't drive away without us, the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. We're coming right back. Bill, you'll be up first on the phone lines tonight. Stick around for more, and we'll talk about TPP out, mandates out, NAFTA out, federal hiring freeze in, business and union leaders in, Mexico City policy in. Not a bad day's worth of work, and it ain't even over yet.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Just a little heavier on I-4 eastbound this afternoon. You're heavy at the Turnpike and then John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. It's slow Fairbanks to Maitland after that. On the westbound side, you'll be on the brakes from Ivanhoe to the Turnpike and past 192. We're still pretty much up to speed on all the toll roads, including the 408 and the 417. We've got a crash, a new one at South Orange Blossom Trail on 34th Street with a lane block. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Money, money, money.
That's right. Here he comes strutting his stuff, Donald J. Trump. There is one thing that is unquestionable that he broke the record of with his inauguration. Ain't even close. And that is donations to his inauguration committee. $96 million. That's about 60-70% more than Obama got, who got around 50-something. I think I'm doing my math right. Anyway, a lot more. Let's just put it that way. All right, let's see about the crowd size. Bill has some info on that. Bill, thank you for calling. Appreciate you being out there tonight.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Excellent. How about you?
Good. So you remember when we did the Bye Bye Obama celebration, what, about five years ago?
Yeah.
Up there at Route 46. I don't know if you've talked about this, but this is very appropriate for the moment. And, you know, we put that thing on. We wanted to be provocative with the name, and you were a big part of that. We had Herman Cain as our keynote speaker. This is as he was on his rise. And it was because we were so provocative with the Bye-Bye Obama celebration and the roar from the I-4 corridor, we had a reporter come down from Washington, D.C. Do you recall the lady from the Washington Post, and then she also worked part-time for CBS?
Yeah.
You remember so we had what, conservatively 1,500 people there,
at least
maybe 2,000.
Yep.
So she went back and reported that we had 250 people there and called it the growl from the I-4.
Yeah.
So, you know, simply because we were picking on poor Obama, you know. So,
yeah. Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. They misreport things. They get your name wrong. It's an old fashioned trick that they use. But hey, look, even the Orlando Sentinel in their Saturday special edition of the inauguration, they have a photograph inside there which shows Trump speaking to the crowd, and you can see that the audience does go all the way back to the Washington Monument, clearly much further back than what they were alleging the crowd size to be over the weekend. So, once again, they're up to their old tricks.
Yeah, you take a picture at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And that's what Priebus was telling them, and said, we're not going to take this anymore. And they're not. And it's going to be beautiful. I love it, too.
I love it.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bill. Appreciate you, man.
Keep up the good work, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. And so, yeah, this administration is not going to do business the way business has normally been done. Trump is not your run-of-the-mill politician. He is going to do things differently. And let's just look at, like I said, he's been using his phone for a while. It's ironic, right? Because Obama said he was going to use his pen and his phone. Well, Trump's been using his phone all along with these tweets. He does it from his phone, I presume. So he's been using his phone already, and he's going to continue to do that. He's made that clear. And starting right off the bat, as I said, Friday evening, that was a significant first executive order about Obamacare, which got lost in the sauce. But it will be relitigated later on down the road when the liberals really notice what he did. And then today, he started off the day. He withdrew the United States from this Pacific Trade Pact. We're out, which means the pact itself is probably going to fall apart. Doesn't have to, but may. As I told you, the one he signed Friday night was about the mandates, individual mandates. Gives the government the option to not enforce those, which means under his administration, guess what? They're not going to be enforced. But I'm not making any tax advice right now, okay? All right, and then NAFTA, he ordered that it be renegotiated, and if not satisfactorily done so, we're out. And then he signed into an executive order a federal hiring freeze. This is huge. This is huge. We haven't had one of these in a long. I don't think it's Nixon, right? And this sends a very strong message that the government is way too big already, and he's looking to pare it down. Now, to all of those people in the primary and the campaign who came along and said, Donald Trump, he's just going to make the government bigger. This is going to be his government, but it's going to be bigger, 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 bigger. Nope. He's going to make it smaller, 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 smaller. And he started today. This federal hiring freeze means as jobs open up, they won't be filled. The other people in the office will be expected to pick up the load. Hello, hallelujah. Welcome to the real world. And then he also, and this is also very significant, reinstituted what is known as the Mexico City policy. And don't ask me why. I must admit I don't know why right now, why they call it the Mexico City policy. I'm sure I'll find out. It, in essence, means we will no longer be funding abortions in foreign countries. We have been doing that by providing money to what they call non-governmental agencies, NGAs they are referred to. Non-governmental agencies would be, I suppose Planned Parenthood would be one if they perform abortions in foreign countries. Certainly, I don't know, any UN, let's just say, any foreign abortions are no longer going to be funded by our federal government. Significant. And then he had into the White House today business leaders to tell them, you take jobs and our industry out of our country, you'll pay for it. And union leaders in to say, I got your back, boys and girls. He's got all our backs. And the media hates it. Washington, D.C. hates it. And that's why we love it. Welcome to the Trump era, ladies and gentlemen. All right, stick around. When we get back, we're going to talk more about what happened over the weekend and the rally that happened. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
We're back. All right, thanks for listening tonight. Christopher Hart here, Nicholas Cicero on the bridge, 407-774-8255. We're coming to you live tonight on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. All right. As I was saying, let me just finish up about this press conference. A couple of last little thoughts on it today, because as I said, and as I pointed out, Michael Medved noticed this and talked about it on his show. There was a great deal of what I'm going to call civility in the press briefing room today between Sean Spicer and the media. And I don't doubt, but it is a result, at least in part, of what transpired in there Saturday, which left everyone flummoxed, which is the beauty of it. And so they came in there pretty much today on their best behavior, I believe is how Michael Medved characterized it. Best behavior on both sides. And interesting how that worked out anyway. But the now let me jump to the executive orders. TPP, as I said, is out. The individual mandate, the business mandates are going to be out due to an executive order. NAFTA renegotiated, probably out. Federal hiring freeze in. Business and union leaders in. Basically to be told it's a new day in America. Mexico City policy not to fund abortions in foreign countries in. And guess what? That's just the beginning. We've been told expect more to come this week. You can expect executive orders having to do with immigration to be coming out this week and probably security as well. So this guy's not going to waste any time. See, here's what you got to understand about Donald Trump. You see, when Barack Obama got to be president, he kind of sat back and said, okay, you guys do what you do. In other words, he told Nancy Pelosi, you write the stimulus bill. He told Nancy Pelosi, you write Obamacare. Even though it became known as Obamacare, it's actually really Pelosi Care when you get right down to it. Even though she's the one said you got to, you know, pass it to find out what's in it. I guess maybe she knew what was in it and knew it wouldn't pass if everybody knew. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. And then he told the Senate, Dodd-Frank, you guys write the finance bill. And he kind of just sat back and rode the ride to be president. Trump's not going to do that. Trump looks at this as though every single minute that, and I mean this literally, every single minute that passes by that they're not doing something is a wasted minute. And when I mean they, I mean him and his close advisors and administration. And so you can expect we're going to get a whole lot more action. Whether you like it or not, it's going to be a whole lot more action than we've seen, I believe, in our lifetimes out of a president. This guy is not going to waste one day. He knows that clock's already ticking. The way he looks at it, 3 days already gone that I'm not going to get back. I got to get working. We got to work harder. Those days are gone. They aren't coming back. You see? And Obama just kind of sat there and let things happen. And it got out of control. And they got out of power. And that's how it works. Trump is not going to allow that to happen. He's going to make every single day count in one way or another. And by God Almighty, that's what we deserve. And that's the way it should be. This is the most precious gift other than forgiveness that God has given to humanity. And it demands that we treat it as such or pay the consequences. And as I said, this guy is not going to let 1 minute go by. Now, in terms of why Trump is the brawler that he is in politics, some are saying he's taking his campaign tactics right into the administration. Well, doesn't that what the Democrats do? Really? Come on, folks. Let's get real here. He's playing for keeps, and he's not messing around. And the reason why he can't let up and play nice is because the other side will eat him up and spit him out. I don't know how many times I've heard the talking heads over the weekend talking about his speech and going, hey, he should have done like Nixon did. Really worked out good for Nixon, didn't it? No, it didn't. He should have done what Lyndon Baines Johnson did. Worked out real good for him, too, didn't it? He ended up living the last years of his life like Howard Hughes. All right, and then you had this march over the weekend, which nobody yet can still figure out what it was about. but it was just a bunch of people out marching because they were angry, in essence, and needed to go out, get out and vent, which is cool. That's what we do in America. We get out and vent, and we don't, you know, kill each other over it, hopefully. But then, of course, you get idiots like Madonna, and it's a shame because, as I pointed out on the show last night, this woman, Madonna, you know, she went to Catholic schools. She grew up Catholic. She purportedly got straight A's all through school, is said to have an IQ of over 140, which means she's way on up yonder, folks. And yet she comes out and spews idiocy. Here's a quote. "Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know this won't change anything. We cannot fall in despair." And instead, she calls for what she called a revolution of love. I don't know how you start off a revolution of love by basically telling half the nation to F off, as she put it, F you. And so this is the bizarrety that the left has descended into. In the same little speech there, within a paragraph, she goes from saying the most hateful, spiteful things that you can say to another individual or group of people to calling for a revolution of love. Well, I don't care how smart she is. Somehow this puzzle just doesn't fit. The pieces just don't fit. Which is why I say, go ahead. Spew your brilliance. Let the world behold it in its full splendor. And we'll be the judge of whether or not you're a genius. You may have a high IQ, but you ain't got much in the way of sense, girl. And there were others, you know, out there spewing their nonsense in some cases, like Ashley Judd. I mean, she was just babbling on. I mean, somebody thought that she was speaking in tongues. I don't know. It just sounded like a bunch of nonsense to me. And then you had Jane Fonda out. Now, Madonna was in Washington, D.C. Jane Fonda was in Los Angeles, along with Miley Cyrus, a real winner there, huh? And Jamie Lee Curtis and some other people who I don't even know who in the world they are. And actually, I probably couldn't even pick Jamie Lee Curtis out of a lineup, but I sure could pick Jane Fonda out of one. And then she was just out there spewing her nonsense, too. You would think that age would come a little bit of wisdom, but certainly not in her case. But like I say, this is fine. This is great because it is poison for any politicians that tie themselves to it. So go ahead, you know, have your little fun out there and have your little march and preach your hate. The worst thing that they're doing, though, and as I pointed out last night, Frank Luntz pointed this out, is the media was bragging about how a lot of people drug their children out to this march. Well, I can never remember, and I know my dad took my brother and I to many, took my brother and me to many a political rally. We never heard anything like that. And so we came away, I do believe, with a different perception of America than the poor children that were drugged through this nonsense. But that's, once again, this is what makes America great. You know, without adversarial form of relationship here, this thing's not going to work. So I love it when they get out and do this. I guarantee you Trump loves it when he gets out and do this, that when people get out and do this, as long as they're not violent. And the media, they love it. So, you know, everybody's happy, right? Except for the people who are marching. They were not happy at all, which, of course, makes me delighted. But you can expect more of that. But having said all of that, there is going to be a pro-life march this weekend in Washington, D.C. These typically draw a million or more men and women and children. And I guarantee you, nobody's going to, you know, be counting the size of that crowd and comparing it to this crowd here. because this, of course, is what the media wanted the big story to be. But as I said, in what I believe to be a stroke of genius, Donald Trump snatched that away from him in the blink of an eye. And in a few minutes with a press, quote unquote, briefing by Sean Spicer on Saturday evening. And make no mistake, they knew what was going to happen Sunday morning. And it did. The only thing that didn't work flawlessly is that a couple of people in the media actually caught what was going on. And they said, look, we can't be Trump's foil every time he wants one. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. This let's just say this next 8 years, I do believe, is going to be full of some glorious times in terms of seeing this country rejuvenate its economy, rejuvenate its military, rejuvenate its spirit and pride. And in the process, the Democrats are going to hate every minute of it. Not the liberals, Democrats. You know, your average American Democrat, they're going to love it too, because it's going to be good for them. But the liberals are going to hate it. And they're going to mainly hate it because everybody else is going to like it. It's so beautiful. I mean, this is what these Hollywood types really fear the most, is that we won't like them anymore. That somehow they will be insignificant, as they should be. They fear the what should be, in a way. They know that what they do is I mean, it's vapor, it's vapant, it's really nothing. Oh, they think they do these artworks, these great movies. The best movies are the most entertaining. The worst movies are oftentimes, if not always, the ones that have the serious message. Because that's not why people want to go to the movies. But, of course, they don't care about that. What they care about is their liberal message. Well, it's going to be a lot harder getting that liberal message across now, because we got a different dog in the White House, and he's a big dog, and he's a bad dog, and all the rest of the dogs are just going to be nipping at his heels, and he is going to make sure of that, and we will help him make sure of that, because we are simply setting things right. We are making up for what the media has not done, and that is to say, so to speak, their job. All right? So they need a little help. Well, that's what we're here for. We're the American Adversaries, and you can help us too. Join the American Adversaries Army. Go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. You can check out our archive there. Well, we don't charge for our archive like the big guy does, but if you'd like to join our army, it sure would help. And you just find the recruiting office, real easy to do. You can sign up right there. You can choose your rank and be enlisted right away. All right. We're going to have to come up with an oath of office. You know, I was thinking about that, you know. We'll have to come up with an oath of office. All right, stick around. We got more to do. And don't forget, Larry Elder comes up at 7 o'clock, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of great sage advice tonight, right here on these same stations.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Don't you dread that phone call? Your child has been in a traffic accident. They've been hurt. You feel helpless. Shouldn't you be able to provide your loved ones with the tools they need to protect themselves? Wouldn't it be nice if there was an app that provides a plan of action after an accident? Do you know the first thing to do after an accident? How about the 10th or the 20th? There are a lot of things you should do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Go55 is an app concept for drivers. It will provide the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To find out more and to reserve your Go55 protection, go to go55.com. That's G-O-F-I-5.com. Go55.com is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions. This Kickstarter campaign kicks off Tuesday, January 24th.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risks and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound is heavy at the Turnpike and then heavy John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Heavy again from Princeton to Maitland after that. On the westbound side, a crash before the Turnpike is still in the road. Brake lights from Ivanhoe to the Turnpike and past 192 out by the attractions is heavy. We have crashes, Goldenrod Road at Lake Underhill, East Colonial east of Rouse Road with a lane blocked, and still problems at South Orange Blossom Trail and 34th Street. 408 westbound, crash at Kirkman Road, but just minor delays. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say
there's a lot of people out there crying over Donald J. Trump. By the way, Fox just ran a little story here that Madonna has issued a clarification today saying that her remarks about blowing up the White House were taken out of context. So I just want to read it again. This is what she said. She said, "Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair." So do you realize what she said? She's thought about blowing up the White House, but the reason she won't do it is because it won't work. Not because it's wrong or might kill people, but it won't change anything. In other words, "I've thought about blowing up the White House, but that won't work." It's still a bad thing to say in any context. Ms. Genius Girl, how's it feel to be shown up by the Hayseed talk show host? Idiot. All right? Yeah, we're not going to take this anymore. Not going to tolerate it. Going to call idiocy, idiocy. I don't care who spews it. I don't care who she is, what she's done, or he. We're going to call it for what it is. It's what we've done around here. It's what we're going to continue to do. And thank God Almighty, we got an administration who's going to do the same doggone thing. Otherwise, they're going to continue to walk all over us, the Constitution, and God in the process. And we have an obligation not to let that happen. Now, we'll be civil about it. We'll certainly be more civil than her. Once again, how does FU... fit with revolution of love? She ain't talking, you know, the right kind. This it don't fit. It don't work. And people in America know it. So let them spew their nonsense and then try to explain themselves. If she was such a genius, she wouldn't be having to explain herself. So maybe somebody should go back and look at how her papers were being graded. I don't know. She's giving favors or something. Who knows? All right, anyway, enough of her and enough of them. And once again, as I said, Trump is fully in control. He will be in control of the messaging. He will also be obviously in control of policy, and he's not going to wait around much for Congress to catch up with him, as long as he can do what he is legally as an executive. And everything that he's done is certainly within his purview, his parameters, his job description. And believe me, people will be watching closely. Meanwhile, a lawsuit has been filed against him today saying that he's already violated the Constitution because he hasn't divested himself entirely so far, at least to the people who filed the lawsuit's satisfaction of his business interests. And that is going to be thrown out of court. It will go nowhere. But this is the kind of thing that they're going to do. The left is going to try everything because they're desperate. They're clawing. They know that there's a new guy in town, and he ain't messing around. He's not like your Republicans. He's not like the Bushes. He's not like the Rubios. He's not like any of the Ryans or the McConnells. This guy, he's like a stallion, and you ain't going to break this stallion. And he's gonna run. And he's going to do things. And as I said, the way he sees it, the clock is running, and it's running fast. You know, the older you get, we all know this, the older you get, the faster time seems to go by. Well, he's 70, so he the way he sees it, time's flying every day. So as I said, he's not going to waste any time. He's going to get right down to business. All right, we're coming up on a break. And, you know, basketball season is in full swing right now. I think they're actually about a third of the way into the season. And at least one good thing is coming out of the Magic season, and that is that you can get a discount every Wednesday at Tijuana Flats. Compliments of Rick Brown. That's the Tijuana Flats, the two in Oviedo, the one in Avalon Park, and the one in Winter Springs. Every Wednesday is Magic Wednesday at Tijuana Flats, and as long as the season is going on, and I'd get on out there. I don't know if I'd count on the playoffs, but as long as the regular season is going on, you've got a sure shot at a discount at Tijuana Flats every Magic Wednesday. So please do take advantage of that. And also, starting this Saturday at the Tijuana Flats in Oviedo at the intersection of Tuscaloosa and Aloma is going to be trivia night. That's right, folks. Trivia night at the Tijuana Flats in Oviedo. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun, going to be a lot of prizes, and giveaways and just a whole lot of stuff going on. Happy hour pricing, and that's Saturday at 8 p.m. This will be every Saturday at 8 p.m. at that Oviedo Tijuana Flats starting this Saturday. And Curtis Earth is going to be the trivia master, I think you call the person, or something like that. Anyway, that should be a lot of fun. All right, so stick around for more of the American Adversaries. When we come back, we'll once again go over a little bit of today's news and look forward to what's coming up. And I got a couple of guests coming in, and they've got a great new idea for an app. If you've been in a car accident, you need to listen up. And of course, you don't want to be in one, but if you do, you need the tools to handle it. We'll be right back.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th. 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, It's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see elephant! When I'm alone!
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, or welcome to the show if you're just now able to tune us in. I can't get enough of that intro. I tell you what, if I was a listener to this show, I'd tune in just to hear that intro. All right, welcome to, as I said, to the show. I am Christopher, the political mad scientist, philosopher, heart. I am in the studio live at 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and of course, also the free app you can download, WORL-FM-AM free app. And got Nick Lo Cicero on the bridge, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the conversation. And I'll get right back to the phone lines here in just a moment. I just want to recap some of what we talked about in the first hour for those folks who missed it. And it's so fun. I just want to say it again anyway. The first press conference today by Sean Spicer, the first official press conference, was a civil affair. And those who wanted Sean Spicer to leave Trump, don't do his dirty work for him. You're better than this. If you want to protect your status in Washington, D.C., get out while the getting's good. And anybody else, too, get out. Get out while the getting's good. These people still can't figure out what's going on. These are some of the same people who advised Republicans to run away from Trump because there's no way he could win the election. He would get clean. His clock was going to be clean. He was going to lose in a landslide. Yes, the same people issuing that advice advise Sean Spicer and everybody else to get out of the Trump administration while you can. You don't want to work for this man. Well, yes, they do, and no, they won't, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun watching the media and the liberals squirm over the next 8 years. Trump started off with a bang Friday evening. He signed an executive order which gives the federal government, the executive branch, the authority not to enforce the individual mandate, which is, of course, the backbone of Obamacare, which means the individual mandate will not be enforced. When and how that will affect your taxes, I have no idea, but it will happen. NAFTA is going to be renegotiated, and if not to his satisfaction, it will be tossed out. The TPP has already been tossed out, the Pacific Trade Pact, out. A federal hiring freeze in. This is huge because it represents what he is all about, and that is cutting the fat. When people leave the federal, no, there will be all hiring is stopped right now. And as people leave the federal government, those positions will not be refilled unless it is a key position and the military is exempted. Business and union leaders were in the White House today. The business leaders, it was explained to them, America first. or else, basically. And union leaders were explained, we got you back. And you can forget about them Democrats because they've been screwing you around. And the Mexico City policy is in. Mexico City policy means that we will no longer be funding non-governmental agencies who fund abortions in foreign countries. So we will no longer be funding abortions in foreign countries. More to come. There will be evidently executive order or orders this week having to do with immigration and perhaps security as well. Donald Trump will be meeting later this week with the new prime minister from the UK. And he will then also be meeting, he is in the process of setting up meetings with the Prime Minister of Canada and Israel and the President of Mexico. And as I explained in the first hour, the way Donald Trump sees it, any minute that this administration is not making progress is a wasted minute that will never be recouped. As far as he is concerned, the clock is running, and it's running fast, and we got to get things done, and we got to get them done now. Doesn't that sound about right, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I think so. Let's see what Pam thinks. Pam, thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate you being out there.
Thank you for doing what you do.
Hey, thank you.
I am a little concerned because I'm afraid that our Republican legislators are displaying what I consider weak spine syndrome.
Yes.
And before it becomes an epidemic, I'm pleading with everybody to write. But I think more specifically, if we would send pictures of spines, email them, send them good old snail mail, Instagram them, however you can get them, just flood the Capitol with them.
Inundate them, yes.
And I think we need a slogan, but I'm not too good at slogans. I just came up with spine support for our representatives, but I'm sure there are other people that come up with a much more poignant slogan than that.
Maybe we can get McBath to make a contest out of it. And but, yeah, I like the idea. And, yeah, we're going to this. I'm glad you mentioned this because, and we've been already talking a little bit about this, but I'll talk more about it because we have to remember that winning the election is only half the battle, if that. The real battle becomes when it comes time to run the government, make decisions, make policy decisions, and push policies through. And that's, you're right, that's where we're going to need some strong spines, and they have yet to show that they really exist in the Republican Party.
Yes, I mean, President Trump's picks for his cabinet he's only gotten two of them voted on, and they were saying before that all the other presidents had more, and it seems to me that our representatives are falling down already. Before it gets to be an epidemic, we need to do an intervention.
Well, I appreciate the thought of that, but a lot of it does have to do, I will say this, with the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, and his delaying tactics, and because of the way that our government is formed. The opposition party does have things that they can do, shall we say, to slow the process down. And that was the government was designed to be that way. Now, the political risk for the Democrats is that you know, we're not going to have cabinet heads running our government. And so it begins to look like they're trying to hurt the government, not just Trump. And if they're trying to hurt the government, then they're trying to hurt the people. So that there is a political risk that goes with the game that they are playing. But
yeah, they're downright bullies.
They are. And the way they treated, for instance, Betsy DeVos the other day, they bullied her around. And I thought she stood up well for herself. But I knew they were going to do that to her because Secretary of Education is a very important position to the liberals because they know you control the mind of the kid, you'll control the mind of the adult. And so they are going to, you know, they're going to put up a good fight, but that's what we expect them to do. But you're right, we got to buck up our side. You know, part of what we do here and what you're calling for others to do out there, and I agree with you, is that we kind of need to be the cheerleaders for our side. You know, we need to be on the sideline saying, you know, Paul Ryan, do it. Or, well, what's the old rhyme? If he can't do it, nobody can, right? Paul can. If he can't do it, nobody can, right? If he doesn't do it, we'll get somebody who can. But the bottom line is, if we sit back and relax, they will sit back and relax, and we'll find ourselves right back in the same predicament again. So we cannot let up. I agree with you wholeheartedly that we got to speak up, right?
Yeah, Rush said it, I think, best when he said, don't let them get a foothold.
Right, you know? Exactly right. And see, that's what I think Trump, you know, like why he sent Spicer out there Saturday evening to shake up the media's world. He wasn't going to let them begin to control the message in his administration, not on day one. And so he shook up their world, all right. And like I said, he's gonna set the pace. He's gonna control the dance in this administration, and they better get used to it.
We just need our legislatures to have his back.
You got that right. All right. And once again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Thank you, Pam.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate you being out there. And we have been talking about this on the show. And the real fight is now. You know, once again, the election was a fight, but they thought they had it won. So, you know, if we thought that they were nasty and vicious during the campaign, we haven't seen nothing yet. Look at Madonna, right? Was she saying that sort of stuff during the campaign? No. But she's saying it now, right? And she's not going to get out from under it either. We know what she said. And when she backed it up with the FU stuff, I mean, it's not hard to figure out, right? These people are all about hate and spite and all that sort of stuff, which is why they're a bunch of losers right now. All right, don't be a loser if you are in a car accident. Take control of that situation. And there's a great idea about how to do that. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to introduce you to a fella who's come up with an idea for an app that I happen to think is actually ingenious, that long time ago I more or less did some of the things that are going to be in the app by accident, and it worked out good for me. And it can work out good for you, too. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries. And we are monitoring the White House to see if anything else comes out of it. Because like I said, this man is not about wasting time. He's about making time and getting things done. All right, speaking of time, we're out of it in this segment of the show. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show coming right back. And don't forget, check us out on Facebook. As I say, double check us. Check us in the morning. Check us in the evening. Kathy Santomassino is constantly putting fresh stuff up there. It's oftentimes hilarious. All right, and oftentimes also informative, and oftentimes both. We'll be right back. My life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon. Don't you dread that phone call? Your child has been in a traffic accident. They've been hurt. You feel helpless. Shouldn't you be able to provide your loved ones with the tools they need to protect themselves? Wouldn't it be nice if there was an app that provides a plan of action after an accident? Do you know the first thing to do after an accident? How about the 10th or the 20th? There are a lot of things you should do to protect yourself and your loved ones. Go5-5 is an app concept for drivers. It will provide the tools you need to deal with the aftermath of an accident. It could also provide medical information to first responders if necessary. To find out more and to reserve your Go5-5 protection, go to go55.com. That's G-O-F-I-5.com. Go55.com is a Kickstarter project and subject to Kickstarter terms and conditions. This Kickstarter campaign kicks off Tuesday, January 24th. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call
the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. A little REO Speedwagon on the road again. And a lot of you folks are listening to us while you are driving in your cars right now or various times during the show. We really do appreciate you taking us along with you for the ride. But, of course, every time you go out on the road, the odds go a little bit less in your favor that you won't have an accident. And if you do, you really need to know what to do. Calling 911, that's one thing to do. And a lot of people do that, and then they just stand around and wait for the police or whoever to show up and tell them what to do. You need to know what to do right away in order to protect yourself from legal jeopardy and also perhaps even physical jeopardy. I have in the studio with me now a couple of folks who have come up with a great idea for an app. And they've made a Kickstarter project out of it, and which means you can get involved in this. So I'd like to introduce you to Jeff Dearborn. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Chris. Thanks for having us.
And Karen Schwartz. Karen, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you. Doing just fine. And their website is Go55. I hope you've heard the commercials. G-O-F-I and the number 5.com. You can go there and find out more about what we're talking about. And this is a Kickstarter project. So first of all, let me start with this. Obviously, this has to do with car accidents and such as that. Jeff, were you in an accident where you discovered that you needed to know what to do and didn't know what to do?
Actually, I hate to admit it, but we started off with my wife being in an accident. And that was almost a year and a half ago, and she was pretty well out of it, and it wasn't a huge accident, but she couldn't get the door open on her car. The police were there by the time I got there, and I got frustrated. I got angry. I got on the internet, and I was going, why don't I have information? Why isn't there something I just want it all in one place. I don't want to be jumping all over the place. So I just kind of stewed for, months and months, and then, somebody ran into me.
But you came up with this idea that most people, like, you get in an accident and first thing you're mad or scared or frustrated or whatever because you've been in an accident, right? And obviously didn't want to be there. So, but you need to collect your thoughts, and this is a way to do that and begin the process of covering your bases.
It's so nice, Chris, that exactly what we're trying to do. It's a
explain it to me.
You spell it out really well. Well, the problem really isn't that you wouldn't normally think of what to do, but it's not normal. It's chaos. It's adrenaline. It's shock. And like my wife said, she's thinking, oh, my God, this is, what'd you say, honey?
That's
it. My thought was, I can't get out of my car. My door's stuck. My car's going to catch on fire, and it's going to blow up, and I'm going to be in it.
Right, right.
I was just panicked.
So you came up with this idea for an app, and did you look around to see if there was one already out there?
Yeah, we've looked, and of course the insurance companies have a few apps, and if you go into the details of what they've got there, you'll find there's disclaimers for this and disclaimers for that, and pretty soon you realize you're giving them the information that they're going to use against you.
Exactly. You have to understand that the insurance company's apps are there to protect, guess who? The insurance company, not you. You have to protect you. And there is not an app out there that does that.
We've looked around on our own. It just doesn't exist.
Right.
And so you guys have come up with the idea for one.
Okay, well, as we were developing the idea, we got to thinking, okay, well, how are we going to actually make this work? How are we going to get it to people? We can't just, you know, throw it out there. Well, then we started realizing, hey, there's a whole bunch of things you could do before you got into an accident. Like, I couldn't even find the insurance card in my car. I mean, what's that about? And the one I did pull out was, of course, expired.
Right.
So we said, okay, let's put everything in one place. So then we started talking and we built our team, and every one of them's had an accident, of course.
Most people have been either in one with someone else driving or in one themselves, right?
Yep. So we get these ideas together. We're going, okay, so what's first, what's second? Well, if you put a picture of your insurance card on your app and you put a picture of your registration on the app, and then, hey, why don't we do some other things too? So we came up with 29 steps of what you should do. And then I do a little bit of driving Uber, Chris, and I talk to people. I've talked to over 3,000 people about this. And, man, I've gotten some great ideas.
This app, once again, you can find out more about it at gofi5.com, gofi5.com. And it's a Kickstarter event, project. Real quickly, what is Kickstarter all about?
Kickstarter is what's known as a crowdfunding platform. In other words, a group of people, in this case, across the world, make up the crowd. And anybody can go onto a Kickstarter site and look at the events or the projects that are there, and they can back them. And then you become a backer by pledging money. And the rewards are what it costs to get the app. Now, in our case, we have $13 all the way up to $50 in different segments. It's too complicated to explain on the air. But what Kickstarter does is make one place where everybody can go to support a project. And in that case, it's called crowdfunding, and they take care of the management of the whole project once you turn it over to them. And then if we're successful, then we get most of the money. Kickstarter has to have a fee. And what we know is that in the first 3 days of Kickstarter is most important, because if you can almost reach your goal then, it's probably going to go three or four times to what your goal is.
Okay. And Kickstarter, once again, it is a crowdfunding operation, but only for new businesses. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And because there are other crowdfunding organizations that raise money for charities and things. As a matter of fact, the Orlando Sentinel did an article in the newspaper last week about crowdfunding for things like a business was losing its lease on a building and it needed a new business, and they did a crowdfunding for that. This is not what Kickstarter is about. Kickstarter is about an up-and-coming new business to raise capital to get it up and running.
That's correct.
And if it doesn't raise its goal, then the money is not...
It's never collected.
Never collected.
Yep, it's never collected.
And, okay.
That's why it's called a pledge.
All right, it's a pledge, and until it actually reaches its goal, the pledges are just that. We'll explain more on the other side of the break. Jeff and Karen are going to stay with us. I hope you will, too. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Our website is AmericanAdversaries.com. Their website is GoFi5.com, G-O-F-I, the number 5.com. So stick with us. We're here. We're live on FM 105 and AM 660, The Answer. Don't forget, Larry Elder comes up at 7. A lot of great radio to go right here tonight.
Folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, tough guy, ho!
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for being with us tonight, folks. That's right, the American Adversaries. By the way, that's our friend Hacksaw Jim Duggan, obviously. And he's going to be in town for the Pro Bowl this weekend. So we're going to see if we can't get him in on the show maybe Thursday. Maybe help us judge our contest around here Thursday. All right. As I said, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. I am Christopher Hart. In the studio with me tonight, I have Jeff Dearborn and Karen Schwartz, and they've got a Kickstarter project, and you can get in on this Kickstarter project if you like. And a lot of you may not be familiar with Kickstarter. You can Google them. You can go on and, you know, their website and find out about them, their terms and conditions and things like that. A lot of businesses, startups now do venture into the Kickstarter world. and it is a source of capital for some businesses. Not every business reaches its goal, though, right?
That's correct. Yep, not every business does, and not every business can qualify for the Kickstarter programs. They do have certain limitations. They don't do nonprofits.
Okay, so their Kickstarter project is GoFi5, G-O-F-I, the number 5.com. Why GoFi5? What's that all about?
Okay, well, we started off with Goliath Fighters, and then we decided we need to shrink it down because it needs to go on a window cling so it can hang in your front windshield of your car. So we went with GoFi, for short for Goliath Fighters, Goliath being a huge problem. That's what a car crash is. So we help you fight the huge problem. Well, we looked up GoFi.com, of course. Somebody's already got it.
So then you tagged on the number 5.
Well, we went 1, we went 2, we went 3, we went 4. Those all sounded too dumb, Chris, so we went with 5 because it rolls off your tongue.
I love it. It's great radio, GoFi5.com. Hey.
Yes.
All right, and you can go to GoFi5.com and find out about the project. Now, when it kicks off on Kickstarter, which is going to be sometime in the next day or so, then you'll be able to go directly to Kickstarter and access the GoFi5 project. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. It'll be, just type in GoFi5 Kickstarter.
And it'll come up. And
it should.
Right. And so you'll see a video there about what the project is about, and you'll see various ways to contribute.
Correct.
And make a pledge, mm-hmm. and there will be rewards for the various levels of pledging. And once again, if the goal, and they will they be able to see the goal?
Yes, the goal is $19,500.
Okay, so if $19,500 is not raised, in what amount of time?
We're scheduled for, 32 days.
32 days, right. Just a little over a month.
Right.
Then it just washes out. Now, if that amount and or more is raised, right. then you guys will build this app.
That's correct.
And once again, the app, as I said, is an ingenious idea. It is meant to protect you, not the insurance company, not anybody else, you in the case of an automobile accident, from both legal jeopardy and perhaps, and you're building this into the app where it will be able to, the first responders will be able to,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. The whole thing is first responders, when they run into one of these scenes, if people are unconscious, they don't have a way to get the information they need. So the guy said to me, he's a fireman from New York City, he says, make the thing open so I can get at the information. So our goal all along was to have a medical section so that people that had panic attacks or people who are on heart medication or whatever the case may be. And the newest one, Chris, is a lady said to me a couple days ago, I got an autistic child, and the police don't know that. And when they run into the autistic child, they think something's really wrong. She says, make that open up. Make that app work. And I'm going, wow.
What about people who are afraid of privacy?
Well, you know what? If you're unconscious and you really want your privacy, maybe you'll be talking to God. I don't know.
Well, let me put it this way. Will only first responders be able to access it?
I think the way it's going to work is you, as the owner of the app, will put in exactly what you think people need to know about your medical situation, and only that portion of the app will open.
Okay, got it. Now, the app itself, you mentioned earlier that you'll want to, that there are sort of prevention aspects of the app. Is that what you mentioned?
Yes, very much so. We need people to buy the app and put it on their cell phone long before the accident. And here's a real advantage, Chris. You've got a teenager coming up, good and getting a driver's license pretty quick. You want to put this app on their cell phone. Well, you know, they're going to put it on the cell phone and tell you how it's working because that's how we are. But the point is now you can have a conversation with your child about what you expect them to do at an automobile accident. And this is part of prevention. Once we start understanding what this monster Goliath is, that's a car accident, once we start understanding it's smaller and you're not quite as panicked when you do have the crash.
Right.
And like one of our founders wants her daughter to be able to take the app with her everywhere and help her friends out when they get in a car crash. And I'm going, okay, do it.
Once again, this app, you can find out more details at GoFi5.com. It is a Kickstarter project. And once let's assume for a moment that you reach your goal, what is the time frame from that point to getting the app out there accessible? I know you can't tell me anything exact, but what would be your goal for a time frame?
Well, we have on the website that the goal will be a year.
1 year for the app to be actually implemented.
Yes.
And I take it that people who participate in the Kickstarter, they will be the, amongst the first to be able to benefit from this.
Absolutely. All the backers will get be the first ones to get the app.
Okay.
And they'll get multiple updates as to the progress we're making. Now, the reason it's a year is because we've been told under-promise, over-perform. And we think we can get it done in 6 months. I didn't say that. It's going to take a year.
Okay. All right. The app, once again, is an ingenious idea. And as I said, we said earlier in the show, you can get a smaller version, if you will, from an insurance company. But it's only meant to protect the insurance company's interests, not yours. Sometimes they coincide, right? Sometimes it's the same thing. Sometimes it's not. But they're there to protect themselves, and then you next. And believe me, if you have information, and information that was taken at the time, immediately after the accident, at the scene of the accident, that is very powerful stuff. Let me just tell you a little something that happened to me. Now, this was years ago. I guess probably would have been in the early 90s, mid-90s maybe. I had a Dodge Daytona. Loved that car. A little five-speed, you know, four-cylinder, five-speed, front-wheel drive. Beautiful little car. I was at a 7-Eleven one day, and I had parked, you know, not at the gas terminals, but at facing the building, and gone inside to get whatever. And when I came out, a Scotty's truck, back then Scotty's was a lumber yard here in town, had parked next to my car. Well, I got in my car and I began to leave. And lo and behold, he began to leave at the same time. I had already pulled out and was behind him. And so when he began to back up, I look over and I see the back of this big old flatbed lumber truck coming right at my head. So I honked my horn and it kind of startled him, and he turned a little bit. And fortunately, instead of hitting me, it hit right behind my front window, my front driver's window. And it poked a hole in the middle of the car. And so we got out, and I had a little 35-millimeter camera in the glove box. And I took photographs. That's all I knew to do. It wasn't bad enough to call the police, but I took photographs. We exchanged information. He called his office, the Scotty's office, and alerted them what was going on. So I spoke with the lady briefly on the phone. She said, okay, call back tomorrow. We'll take care of this. I call back tomorrow. She gives me insurance company number. So I call her insurance company number, begin to explain it to her. And the woman begins to, I could tell by the tone of her voice, oh, yeah, right. Tell me another one, kid, was kind of the tone of her voice. Until I said, oh, by the way, I have photographs. All of a sudden, she spun on a dime. You have photographs? Oh, you do? Would you mind sending me copies? I got them right here. I'm ready to mail them. Where do I mail them? Right? Oh, well, maybe that won't be necessary. Next thing you know, you take the car, you get us some estimates, and we'll fix your car.
Yeah.
If you have information, if you have evidence, you are in control. If you do not, everybody else is in control. And you're sitting there like a doll spinning in the wind. And that's what I love about this app, is it puts the individual in control.
You got it all figured out, Chris. That's exactly what we're trying to do, except in your 1990s, there wasn't any apps.
No, exactly so right.
We couldn't have helped you.
No, and the telephones didn't. Maybe they had cameras at that time. I don't remember. But I had a camera in the car.
Yeah, you were lucky.
I knew that would help me, right? I just happened to have the camera. Ever since then, I carried a camera in the car until you had phones and all your cameras, or cameras and all your phones, I should say. Because that information is powerful.
Well, let me just add, the insurance companies aren't all bad. And let me explain. I talked to a guy from New Jersey who said he's an insurance adjuster, and he said that he spends half his morning trying to figure out which cars are really stolen and which ones are fraud. And the rest of his day, he tries to figure out why his customers don't really know what happened at the accident. And he's dealing with people 6 and 8 and 10 months later. Well, your brain just doesn't hold on to information that long.
Right.
And if it does, it kind of colors it one way or the other. So he said this app, if his customers had this app, it would make his life easy.
Right.
So because it's a good thing for everybody.
It's, and I did one thing one thing that will be on this app, which is to take some photographs, okay? That is one thing. There is, what did you say, 29 things?
Well, 29 preventative and 31 after the accident.
31 things you need to do if you've been in an accident and you're capable of doing it. To protect yourself, as I said, from legal jeopardy. The accident usually is just the beginning of your misery, right? Whether you're physically injured or not.
Right.
It's usually you're going to have to deal with, you know, getting a rental car, getting your car fixed, dealing with insurance companies. If you have all the information and you have it in one spot and you can refer to it, it will be invaluable to you, believe me.
One of the things that we don't tell very many people, Chris, but we're going to share with your listeners is if you read your insurance policy, you realize most insurance policies only cover your car for one accident, and the minute that car is stopped moving, you can't drive that car another foot without being uninsured because they're only covering for one accident. You need to get the tow truck. Most people go, what? What do you mean I can't drive that car home? Well, I did. No, you're not covered. If you get T-boned after that, it's the best thing ever happened to the insurance company because they're not going to cover you for the second one. Your car is already toast.
Wish I'd have known that.
Well, and we didn't know it at the time either.
A few years ago, I was going home, driving a Volvo and going through the intersection at Edgewater and Lee Road, and a girl swung out and slammed into the side of me, knocked me over into the curb, and I drove up. These old Volvos are like tanks, right? You know. So after everything was taken care of, I drove it home. It was at night, too, and I was kind of laughing because... silly me, because the headlights were still working, but they were just hanging there by their wires.
Well, sometimes your radio listeners deserve to get a little tidbit of extra information. Thank you so much, Chris.
All right. Well, like I say, you need to be prepared. All right. And this app will help you be prepared. And we got to get this thing built, though. It's a Kickstarter project. You can go to gofi5.com, G-O-F-I, the number 5.com, to find out more about it. And as soon as it kicks off, here in a day or so, if you're interested, please get involved in this. And the earlier, the better, because it sort of builds the momentum. Okay? So gofi5.com, and let's get this thing out there so people can be prepared and protect themselves. This is what America is all about, taking charge of our own lives. And that's what this era, this new administration is about, taking, once again, charge of our own lives and our country in the process. All right, we'll take a break and be right back and wrap up tonight's show. Don't forget Larry Elder coming up here in just a few minutes at 7 o'clock, and he'll have a lot of great wisdom, Will the Sage.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, at golifa.com. That's G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at golifa.com and help us impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Dino Rentos Studios as a new sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. At Dino Rentos Studios, they custom manufacture displays, props for events, parties, trade shows, retailers. They can make just about anything for just about anybody. That's right. DinoRentosStudios.com is the website. You spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Dino Rentos Studios. The phone number is 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089. Want to decorate a party for that special grandchild or child? Want to decorate a party for an office party? They can do it at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can do it within your budget. Dino Rentos Studios, that's where they make just about anything, and if they can't make it, nobody can. That's DinoRentosStudios.com, 800-704-7089.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. Thank you ever so much for being with us here tonight. Boy, doesn't that sound like a great idea, that app? I mean, I can't wait for that thing to get built. All right. It's always better when you're in control of your destiny, so to speak. All right. Tomorrow night, Abe Katzman will join us. Once again, he's in Seattle with his father tonight. But he'll be back on with us tomorrow night. We got a lot to talk about with him, as usual. The Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, is in the process of making a trip, plans to meet with Donald Trump here at the White House in the Oval Office. And they've already been in contact numerous times by telephone. That's good. That's a good thing right there to begin with. Also, turns out Nikki Haley, Trump's pick to be the UN ambassador from the United States, of course, the former governor of South Carolina, I believe. Yeah, South Carolina. She is very pro-Israel and is prepared to admonish the UN for being so anti-Israel. Another great thing happening, thanks to Donald J. Trump being elected president of the United States. And by the way, she is the youngest person so far he has appointed in his cabinet. And all his cabinet picks have been made. Sonny Perdue of Georgia was chosen as the agricultural secretary. And she is the youngest at the age of 45. And most of them are in their late 50s or 60s. In a couple of cases, their 70s. But I find that refreshing and encouraging and reassuring because Barack Obama relied on the counsel of mere children, and these people are accomplished people who've been around a while and pretty much seen it all, right? And I believe all of them will get through. As I said, I really think Betsy DeVos is probably going to have the hardest time. Tom Price, they're going to give him the Dickens, too, because he would be in charge of the dismantling and the rebuilding of our health care system, dismantling of Obamacare and rebuilding of something in its place. So they're going to take a lot of heat, but I think at the end of the day, even they will get through. This cabinet is going to be charged with reducing the size of government. This hiring freeze that Donald Trump signed with executive order today begins that process for them. And I do believe that they are going to be expected to pare back their agencies by at least 10%. Those numbers are being talked about already. And government is bloated. It is bigger than it need be because it does things that it doesn't need to be doing. And when we figure out what the government doesn't need to be doing, then we'll be able to figure out who we need to keep around to do what we do need it to do. And he is charging these cabinet officials also to look at all regulations. He wants regulations pared back. The size of government is going to shrink under this president like it has not shrunk in a long time, if ever. The only thing that's going to grow will be the military, and not the civilian military, the soldier, the sailor, the airman, the guardsman, that part of the military, the Marine, they will grow. And so we're going to reprioritize. That you might say is what's going on right now, is that we are collectively reprioritizing things here in the United States. And those who were at the top of the heap before are not going to find themselves at the top of the heap anymore. And they don't like it not one bit. But that's just too bad because it's not working out the way it's been. And, this economy is moribund. We do not have full employment. I don't care what the Obama administration was telling us. We are a long way from full employment. And Trump was right to depict this nation the way he did on Friday morning in his inaugural address. And the media doesn't like it because they would like us to believe that all is just peaches and cream, thanks to Barack Obama and the liberals. Well, it's not, and we know it, and that's why we elected Donald J. Trump to be the president and get rid of all this other nonsense. Okay, Eva
if you are out there, the Eva who won the book, who called and got the book from David Teams, and you know who you are, please give us a call either tonight at 407-774-8255 here in the next few minutes, or call us anytime this week during the show. And we need to get your address again. We don't have your phone number, and somehow we've gotten your address wrong, and we want to get your book to you, but we're not capable of doing it till you call us. And so, Eva, if you are out there and you got the David Teams book but have not received it in the mail yet, please give us a call, and we'll get that thing right in the mail to you. All right. Once again, Abe Katzman will be with us tomorrow night. Mike McBath will be back in. Who knows? Maybe we'll get Hacksaw Jim Duggan in later on this week. Also, John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw, the great guys over there at Patriot Home Funding. They're going to stop by this week, too. The housing market is really beginning to heat up, ladies and gentlemen. In December, housing starts, new home starts, saw the biggest increase in that month in, I think, the decade or more. So the mortgage rates are probably going to be inching up. So if you've been thinking about refinancing or making a purchase, now may be the time to pull the trigger. We'll find that out from Pierce and John later on this week. And, of course, we'll be here every night, Sunday through Friday, to, let's just say, watch and evaluate the fun that's going on. I do believe this Trump era is going to be go down in history as one of the greatest errors in our political history, and I do believe economic history, because as clumsy as you might think he is at saying it, the guy really understands what makes America great. That's what I love about our new intro. If you listen to our new intro, it's all right there. Every bit of what is really special about America is in that, and that comes from his inaugural speech Friday morning. And I only love it even more that the press hates it. This is going to be a lot of fun these next 8 years, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully a lot longer than that as well. Also, in the press briefing rooms, there will now be what Sean Spicer called today Skype for seating. And most of you know what Skype is. That's when you can sort of video conference. We've done it here a couple of times on the radio, audio. But they're going to have Skype seating for outside reporters. Perhaps maybe even one day we'll be in one of those Skype seats that they will be able to sit in on press conferences and ask questions. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. It ain't going to be anything like standard operating procedure in Washington, D.C., and we'll be right here to see all of it and bring it right to you. Okay, once again, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. Don't forget to like us on Facebook if you like us at American Adversaries. Double-check us in the morning and in the evenings. And while you're on the computer, check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. We got bios there. We got our archive there. And we got our recruiting office there. And don't forget, go55.com. Check that out, too. It's a great idea, folks. You got to admit. That's going to do it for tonight. Larry Elder next. Good night, everybody.
Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.